So here's the big question we're tackling today. Is AI, actually taking over the classroom? Or is it maybe just a really powerful new tool? That's the tension, right? The core thing we want to explore here on the deep dive. We're going to unpack the growing role of artificial intelligence in education. And we'll look closely at whether it's replacing that, well, irreplaceable human side of learning and what that means, the good and the bad for students, for teachers, for all of us, really. We're lucky today we have an expert with us who can really help connect the dots on this. It's a pretty complex topic. Someone who can distill the key ideas from the sources you've shared.
Yeah, our goal, our mission for this deep dive is basically to help you understand what AI integration really means for education's future. What do we gain? And maybe what do we need to protect? So before we jump in, just think for a second. What do you feel is the most valuable, maybe intangible, part of being human in education? Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the basics, maybe. When we say the human experience in education, what are we actually talking about? What does that encompass?
Right. It's really about those moments that are deeply human, isn't it?
Yeah.
It boils down to connection, intuition, and those really nuanced interactions. Think about a teacher just noticing a student looks confused, maybe just from a slight expression, and knowing how to help. Or those completely unplanned discussions that suddenly spark real curiosity, the kind that go off script but end up being incredibly valuable. And of course, mentorship, that relationship that can genuinely inspire someone for life. These moments, they're driven by empathy, by context. Things AI, well, it just can't replicate that, not in the same way. Now, AI, on the other hand, it's brilliant at processing huge amounts of data, right? Personalizing content, automating tasks. We see it already. Adaptive learning platforms, grading tools, virtual tutors, they're out there. So right now it's acting more like a complement, I'd say, not a full replacement yet. But, and this is important, there's a real risk it could start to overshadow those human elements if we're not, careful about how we implement it.
Yeah, it definitely feels like AI is stepping into roles that used to be purely human territory. Can you give an example where it feels like AI is blurring those lines? Maybe something that makes you go,
Okay. Think about adaptive learning systems. You see them a lot in online courses now. They're quite sophisticated. They analyze how a student is doing in real time. Are they getting certain types of questions wrong? Where are they struggling? And then they adjust the material on the fly. So maybe it offers a different explanation or gives more practice problems for that specific skill or even changes the order of the topics. It's very efficient. And in that sense, it does mimic the kind of personalization a teacher tries to provide, structurally anyway. But here's the crucial bit, what it lacks. It doesn't have the emotional intelligence, It can't offer a kind word to a student who's clearly frustrated. And they can't read the room, adapt to the cultural nuances or the unspoken things happening in a discussion. That difference, it's still massive.
Right. So it can copy the structure, maybe, but not the soul, the feeling behind it.
Yeah.
It's fascinating how close it can seem, but that gap is still there. Okay, let's switch gears a bit. What about the positives? Where does AI actually enhance education without replacing that human core?
Oh, there are some really significant benefits, huge ones, actually. Mm-hmm. First, think about access, democratizing access. AI-driven apps like language learning tools or online platforms can reach students in really remote areas, places where quality teaching might be scarce. Imagine getting instant feedback on your pronunciation anytime, day or night, or working through a tough math problem step by step with an AI guide when no human teacher is available. Uh-huh. That really opens doors.
That accessibility piece is huge.
Exactly. And second, it can genuinely reduce teacher workload. I mean, teachers are swamped, grading hundreds of essays, endless admin, tracking progress. AI can automate a lot of that repetitive stuff.
Yeah.
And that frees up teachers to do what they do best, mentoring, leading deep discussions, fostering creativity, the really meaningful interactions.
Makes sense. More time for the human stuff.
Precisely. Mm. And third, there's hyper-personalization. AI can analyze a student's learning style, their strengths, their weaknesses, way beyond what one teacher juggling 30 kids can realistically do. It can tailor the content, the pace, the approach, creating a much more individualized learning path.
Okay, those are definitely compelling points, especially the idea of like an AI tutor being there 24/7. No human can do that. But does that personalization ever feel, a bit cold, a bit mechanical? Is there a trade-off?
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely a trade-off. And it's something we need to be mindful of. While AI can personalize the content incredibly well, it doesn't truly know the student, not in that holistic human way.
Right.
So, for instance, a teacher might see a student's grades dip and realize it's not because they don't understand the material, but because something's going on at home. Stress, maybe?
Right. They pick up on the context.
Exactly. And they adjust. Maybe offer some support, maybe ease off the pressure a bit, AI. It might just see the dip as a learning gap, and its programming might tell it to push more content or harder exercises, which could actually make things worse for that student, increasing their frustration.
Yeah.
So it really comes down to balance. Using AI for its strengths, the data analysis, the personalization, but always keeping human judgment and empathy in the loop.
So it's a powerful tool, no doubt, but it needs that human guidance, that oversight, which naturally leads us to the other side of the coin. What are the big risks here? What happens if AI starts taking on too much of that human role, maybe even unintentionally?
Yeah, there are several major concerns we really need to watch out for. First is just, well, over-reliance. If schools lean too heavily on AI tools, you risk diminishing the teacher's role. They could become sort of check support rather than mentors and inspirers. Mm-hmm. That erodes the core relationship.
The human connection gets sidelined.
Precisely. Then there are equity issues. These cutting-edge AI tools aren't cheap, so schools with more funding can afford them, while under-resourced schools might get left further behind. It could actually widen the achievement gap. That's a serious worry.
A new kind of digital divide.
Exactly. And of course, data privacy. These systems collect enormous amounts of student data. How is it stored? How is it used? Who has access? Without really strong safeguards, the potential for breaches or misuse is significant. And finally, maybe the most crucial one, the emotional disconnect. AI can simulate empathy. You know, it could be programmed to say encouraging things, but it's not real. It's not genuine connection. Students, particularly younger ones, they need that real human support to develop socially and emotionally. Too much AI could lead to a more sterile, less engaging learning environment.
That emotional piece feels particularly important, especially for younger kids who really thrive on that encouragement, that trust they build with a teacher. Can AI ever really bridge that emotional gap, or is that just a fundamental limit?
I really believe it's a fundamental limitation. It just is. Like I said, AI can mimic encouragement, a chatbot saying, great job, but mm-hmm. It doesn't have lived experience. It doesn't have genuine feelings or understanding behind the words. There's no shared history, no real empathy there. And studies consistently show how vital that teacher-student relationship is for motivation, for engagement, sometimes even more than the content itself.
Yeah, I've seen research suggesting it can boost engagement significantly.
Exactly. That spark, that connection. AI, no matter how sophisticated, just can't replicate that authentic human bond. It's based on algorithms, not shared humanity.
That feels like a really critical distinction to hold on to. So given these risks, especially the emotional one, how do we stop AI from overshadowing the human side? What are the practical steps?
I think it really comes down to intentional design. We have to be deliberate about how we integrate these tools. The key is seeing AI as a tool to empower teachers, not as a replacement. This means, practically, we need good training for teachers so they know how to use AI effectively and ethically. It means designing curriculums that prioritize human interaction discussions, collaboration, mentorship, and setting clear boundaries. Maybe use AI for diagnostics, for drills, for personalized practice, but keep humans firmly at the center for the deeper discussions, the creative work, the emotional support. Finding those exact boundaries, well, that's the fascinating challenge, isn't it? Getting that balance right.
It really is. So looking ahead then, painting a picture of the future, what's your ideal vision? How do we balance AI's power with that irreplaceable human element in education?
Well, if we connect it to the bigger picture, it's really about purpose, isn't it? My vision is one of collaboration, true partnership. I see AI doing a lot of the, let's call it the heavy lifting, analyzing data, automating the routine tasks, providing that tailored practice. And this frees up teachers. It allows them to focus on the truly transformative parts of education, nurturing critical thinking, sparking creativity, guiding emotional development, building those crucial relationships.
So AI handles the mechanics, teachers handle the meaning.
In a way, yes, but it requires conscious effort. Teachers, policymakers, tech developers, everyone needs to work together. We have to ensure AI serves human goals in education, not the other way around. It's about keeping technology in service of humanity.
That's a hopeful vision and a pragmatic one, too. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts or maybe a piece of advice for educators or parents listening in?
Yeah, I'd say try to embrace AI as a potential partner, not necessarily as a threat. Learn about the tools. Get informed. Advocate for ethical use, for thoughtful implementation in your schools or communities. But always, always prioritize those human connections. That's what makes education truly meaningful, what makes it stick, what makes it unforgettable. At the end of the day, technology should amplify our humanity, enhance it, not replace it.
That's incredibly well put, a perfect place to pause. Thank you so much for this. It's been a really insightful deep dive. And that's our time for today's deep dive. A huge thank you for joining us as we explored whether AI is replacing the human experience in the classroom. As this technology keeps evolving, maybe take a moment to consider, where do you think that line should be drawn? The line between efficiency and genuine human connection in the future of learning. How do we make sure that unique spark, that human interaction, stays right at the heart of education, even as the technology around us gets smarter and smarter? Keep learning and stay connected.